try and name three good drivable roads in Pennsylvania. If you're driving right now, you probably went over a pothole before you could even name one. Pennsylvania's roads and bridges are not in good shape. The American Society of Civil Engineers gave the state a C- on its infrastructure report card in 2018. With that in mind, WHYY News has asked the gubernatorial candidates what they would do to fix things. Shapiro is the state attorney general and Democratic candidate for governor.
I think we need to rebuild and improve our infrastructure across this Commonwealth, from the city of Philadelphia out to our rural communities.
Shapiro says that he wants to expand broadband internet access, address lead contamination in water systems, and repair aging school buildings. Right now, an unusual funding setup has some money from the state gas tax, which is dedicated to road and bridge repairs, going to fund state police. This is slowing down the speed at which the state can fix deteriorating roads and bridges. Shapiro wants to change that.
I think one way we can accomplish that is by creating a dedicated funding stream for our state police and increasing funding for law enforcement at the same time. By doing that, we can decouple the state police from the gas tax revenues and leave more dollars available for infrastructure investments.
If elected, Shapiro plans on tackling the state's stormwater issues, creating more green energy jobs, and supporting more funding for public transit. Mastriano and his campaign did not respond to multiple requests for an interview. However, as a state senator, he has thrown his support behind expanded broadband internet access, as well as repairing state roads and bridges. Mastriano has previously opposed state regulations that require municipalities to construct separate systems for sewage and stormwater. In a 2019 op-ed, he called it a, quote, oppressive government overreach. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.